A new state-of-the-art lab at SUNY Upstate Medical University in Syracuse will offer researchers ways to study infectious diseases that pose major public health risks. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a prime focus now is on tick and mosquito-borne diseases.
This new vector biocontainment lab is what's called a BSL-3 lab. That means it has an advanced biosafety level required by the CDC so it can study potentially dangerous diseases. One of those is Lyme disease and other insect-transmitted infections. Royal Scuderi, executive director of the CNY Lyme and Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, says this research can be a game-changer to help thousands of people who suffer from these infections.
The potential for the advances in the research that can come out of this, that can actually result in progress in better treatments and diagnostics, are very promising.
Heading up the lab is Upstate's Saravanan Thangamani.
The basic research ideas will now turn into products, and that is what I'm really excited about.
That includes vaccines, as well as treatments for infections. Upstate Infectious Disease Chief Stephen Thomas says it's important to start focusing on these mosquitoes and tick-borne illnesses as soon as possible.
As we begin to emerge from the COVID pandemic, we are compelled to refocus our efforts on the long-standing threats, which are now nearing a tipping point for becoming the next major U.S. epidemic. I'm speaking about tick and mosquito-transmitted diseases such as Lyme disease, Powassan, West Nile encephalitis, anaplasmosis, and a host of others.
This is the only Level 3 biosafety lab in the SUNY system. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.